Full Metal Jacket on the show with us once again this evening. We have the one and only Rob Halford of Judas Priest. How you doing, Rob?
Hey, Jackie. Hi, everyone. Great to be with you once again.
We're back to talk about Judas Priest dates, the Firepower Tour 2019. And Judas Priest has already received numerous accolades over the course of your career. What makes the popularity of Firepower even more special to you?
Well, it's inspiring, you know, and it's motivational. I think all musicians feed off that. We have our glorious fans that look after us and give us our lives in our respective bands. And we've just been seeing this coming forward for Priest since the Firepower release. And it seems to be, you know, amplifying itself as we move ahead. And that's great. You know, all these wonderful things that you read about, the love for this band and the songs that we make and the great moments that we share with our metal maniacs all over the world. It gives us, you know, it keeps the fire burning more than anything else. And as we've said many times with you, Jackie, it's all about keeping the faith of heavy metal music, and Priest is still out there holding the torch for heavy metal wherever we go.
Rob Halford with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jacket from Priest's latest record, Firepower, Rising from Ruins. Full Metal Jacket, Rob Halford with us on the show tonight. We're talking about the upcoming Firepower Tour 2019. And Rob, Glenn Tipton suffering Parkinson's disease really resonated throughout the metal community. How has Glenn being so forthright about his health affected your admiration for him?
Well, this is so typical of Glenn. He's such a brave guy, you know, and for anyone that's going through this challenge in life, it's generally kept within the family, you know, because it's cruel. It's very cruel. But Glenn saw this opportunity, being the great man that he is, to share this message that he's putting out to the world, that you know, you are able to live with Parkinson's and function, and still do what you love to do, albeit in at a different level. I mean, right now Glenn's putting riffs together for the next Priest album. I know that's what he's doing back in the UK, and that's what he's about as a guitar player, as a musician. You know, it's this song that we have, No Surrender, become Glenn's anthem. You know, Never Give Up, Never Give In. Which is not only about Glenn and his Parkinson's, but whatever challenge you face in life, it's a strong message. We love Glenn, and I'll send his feelings to him from you guys, the metal community. Glenn knows what's going on. He's aware with the social media as far as the great things that are being sent to him. So that's beautiful to talk about Glenn at any moment, and he's doing well.
Rob Halford of Judas Priest with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jacket. Priest are on the road, continuing to support their latest record, Firepower. Coming up, Joss's weekly pick from The Pit, music from Motorhead, and more with Rob. It's Full Metal Jacket. Rob Halford of Judas Priest on the show with us, talking about the Firepower Tour 2019. And Rob, lyrically, your songs often tell stories with a very cinematic quality. Where does that theatricality have its roots with you?
Well, I love movies. I just saw the new trailer for Joaquin Phoenix, Joker. That is going to be mind-blowing. I'll be first in line to see that. And then Game of Avengers. I love all that larger-than-life stuff, as well as the more intimate movies that have a kind of a different theme. So for a lyricist, and as well reading, you know, I'm still a bookworm. I just finished rereading J.D. Salinger's Catcher in the Rye. What a great book that is. So for a lyricist, and we've talked about this before, Jackie, on your show, that you can never get enough ammo, you can never get enough information, you can never get enough stories and visuals and life experiences. You know, all of these things can be taken and put into words of communication. So that's what we love to do in Priest. And certainly those big, big landscapes of visuals like the Sentinel, which I believe we're bringing back for this third leg USA new songs. I love to take those words and try and put pictures in your mind as you're listening to the music. So that's one of the many attributes of Priest that we love to have fun with.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford with us tonight. Coming up, Josta's weekly pick from the pit, music from Anthrax, Metallica. We'll check out a new tune from After the Burial and more with the Metal God. Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford of Judas Priest on the show with us tonight. And Rob, you've always been very aware of new generations of bands, collaborating most recently Within This Moment and, of course, Five Finger Death Punch. Why is the connection between current and classic so essential to metal?
Well, I think it keeps shaking things up, and I think it keeps showing the strong love and bond that we have amongst bands, you know. New and vintage, new and classic. I don't know how you just I can't stand this old bands, you know, bands from the past. A band like Priest is a relevant band, you know, and I think that when our friends from other bands approach us to collaborate, it's just a wonderful gesture showing that side of who we are and what we represent is not really limited to the time frames of, you know, of existence. We're just here, we're in the now, you know, and we're thinking about the future. And I think that's very important to any band, you know, to be immersed in what you're doing creatively at this moment, believing in it, pushing it 1,000%, but also have your eye on the horizon to what we might be able to do next.
Rob Halford with us from Judas Priest. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, new music from The Damn Things and Demon Hunter, and more with Rob. It's Full Metal Jackie with Rob Halford of Judas Priest on the show with us tonight. And this year, Judas Priest is commemorating the 50th anniversary of the formation of the band. Rob, what feelings of nostalgia come with that sort of celebration?
It's just full of wonderful memories, right from those very early days, particularly here in the United States. When Priest first came out here in the mid-late 70s, it was a dream come true for a British heavy metal band like Priest. And I dare say it's the same for any band that comes to America. America is still this great melting pot of music that musicians thrive to visit and to establish themselves and get a foothold and a fan base. So, you know, those early days with Priest coming up over here and opening up for like Thug Hat and Molly Hatchet 38 Special. Just great memories just there alone, you know, that wonderful moment that we had opening for Zeppelin, Day on the Green in the Bay Area, which was kind of a game changer for Priest on the west coast of America. Full of wonderful memories, you know, and we live with that when you walk out on stage, when you go, as we're about to go back to a lot of these wonderful places in America on this upcoming third and final Firepower leg, when you get to a city like at Los Angeles or Atlanta, Denver, Miami, Seattle, New York City, Portland, you know, man, it seems like Priest played just about every place in the United States, because when we first came out here, we would play for months and months and months at a time. We wanted to spread the gospel of Priest through all four corners of the great the United States of America. So that's what we do now. That's why it takes us three legs to get through to so many places. So every city that we come into, as I'm looking out the bus window and I see the profile of the downtown, whatever, it has a memory, it has a relevance, and it's just something that you cherish and you're grateful to our Metal Maniacs for keeping it alive and so strong.
It's Full Metal Jackie, the Metal God, with us on the show tonight. Quick break. Up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also new music from Demon Hunter and more with Rob. It's Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford of Judas Priest on the show with us. Talking about the Firepower Tour 2019. And it has been a banner year for Judas Priest. In what ways has the reaction of Firepower invigorated your creative spirit for whatever comes next?
Again, you know, just to reiterate this feeling of there's something more to be done, there's another metal song to be made, there's another metal album to be created, and more touring around the world to be accomplished. I think it's vital for any band to have that going for them at any level. At any level, it doesn't matter where you are. It's especially important for new bands. That's why we must always go out and see music live. You know, a live performance from any band is, or any artist is really vital to sustain them. You know, once you're in front of your fans, the feedback, the energy is you can't talk about it enough. You know, it's the lifeblood to your existence. So all of those dynamics are part of what we're experiencing still with Firepower.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford of Judas Priest with us. See the Firepower Tour 2019. And Rob, anything else that is to come in the upcoming months aside from touring? Last time we spoke, you were like, I'm going to write a book. Has that all started?
Yeah. I think I spoke to Jackie firstly about this because we have a great relationship with Jackie. It's slowly but surely coming together. Here's the thing, as I said probably before, Jackie, I want it to be done right, you know. And I jokingly said in Australia, it's probably going to be like Lord of the Rings in three volumes because so much has happened to me in my life. I want to get it all down before I start to forget it. So I'd like to feel that it's going to be a really solid tell-all book that contains a lot of stories that people are not aware about. You've known me forever, Jackie. I've tried to live my life as open and as real as I possibly can, but there are some things that have happened to me that may be of interest to people, and I think you have to draw your fans to your life in the book sense of the word. So, it's going to happen. Definitely.
Awesome. Well, in the meantime, check out Judas Priest on the Firepower Tour 2019. Rob, it is always such a pleasure to catch up with you. I really appreciate you being on the show again.
Jackie, it's a blast. Thank you so much. And to all of our Priest Metal Maniacs, it's always a thrill to speak with you guys. Come and check out Priest. We're shaking up the show. We've got songs in the new set list. Let me have a think here. Take These Chains Off. I don't think we've ever played that live, or if we have, it's been forever. Out in the Cold, I don't think we've played that song since the Turbo album came out in the 80s. Probably Bringing the Sentinel back. What else? Traitor's Gate, probably. Necromancer. I tell you, Jackie, it's wonderful having all of these metal albums, but it's incredibly difficult trying to put the set list together. At the same time, to be a riot if we didn't do Breaking the Law, so that's on the list. We're mixing it up. A new show, new stage set, new everything. So come and check it out. It's Firepower Mark 3, and you can hear all about it with Jackie. Thank you, Jackie. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks a lot, Rob. Coming up, music from Metallica and more. Stick around.